This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Railways has decided to implement a round-trip package scheme under which a 20% discount will be given to passengers on return journeys. The Ministry of Railways, in a statement, said that under the scheme, rebates will be applicable when tickets are booked for both onward and return journeys for the same set of passengers. The ministry added that no refund of fare will be permissible for the tickets booked under the scheme. Bookings under the scheme will start from the 14th of this month for the advance reservation period date of 13th of October. Further, advance reservation period of 60 days will not be applicable while booking return journey tickets. The annual defence production has soared to an all-time high figure of 1,51,000 crore rupees in the financial year 2024-25. The milestone represents a robust 18% growth over the previous fiscal's output of 1,27,000 crore rupees. Lauding the milestone, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh hailed it as a clear indicator of strengthening defence industrial base. In a social media post, the minister also commended the Defence Ministry's Department of Defence Production and other stakeholders. In Jammu and Kashmir, two army jawans who were critically injured in the ongoing anti-terror operation in Akhal Forest area of Kulgam district, they have succumbed to injuries as the operation entered its ninth day today. The gunfight had begun on the 1st of this month. An army spokesperson from Srinagar-based Chinar Corps, on its social media handle, identified the slain soldiers as Lance Nayak Prithpal Singh and Sipoy Harmandar Singh while paying befitting tributes to the brave hearts who offered the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. Police also said the intense explosions and intermittent firing continued last night from the encounter site as security forces tightened the cordon around the suspected places in the area. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are in full swing in the disaster-affected Dharali-Harsil area of Uttarkashi district. Central and state government agencies are engaged in providing relief to the affected, as well as searching for missing people and restoring basic amenities. So far, 629 people have been rescued. State DGP Deepam Seth conducted a field inspection of the disaster-affected area and said that the priority is to find the missing people as soon as possible.
हरसिल में जहां से सर्च एंड रेस्क्यू ऑपरेशन सारे कोऑर्डिनेट हो रहे हैं, जिसका स्थलीय निरीक्षण किया गया था. मौके पे जो स्थिति है, बचाव कार्य चल रहा है और जो एनडीआरएफ की, एसडीआरएफ की, आर्मी की जो टीम्स लगी हुई हैं, उनसे भी इंटरेक्शन किया गया और वहां किस प्रकार अगले फेज में उन्हें अपनी कार्रवाई निरंतर जारी रखनी है. ये एक बहुत ही चुनौतीपूर्ण ऑपरेशन है.
District Magistrate Prashant Arya said an amount of 5,000 rupees has been provided to each affected family as immediate relief. He said that after preparing a detailed report of the loss, the necessary relief will also be released soon. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Arunachal Pradesh today. While heavy rainfall is expected at places in entire North India, Bihar, Orissa, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Telangana, Madhya Pradesh and northeastern region during the next 2 to 3 days. Several parts of the National Capital Region experienced heavy rainfall this morning. Parts of Delhi and NCR are expected to witness heavy to moderate rainfall during the day as well. US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet on 15th of August in Alaska to discuss the Russia-Ukraine conflict. This was disclosed by Trump in a social media post on Truth Social last night. Trump has not met with Putin in person since returning to the White House in January. And on the auspicious occasion of Raksha Bandhan, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Modi have extended greetings and best wishes to all citizens. The President said the holy festival promotes harmony and spirit of unity in the society and signifies the unique bond of love and trust between brothers and sisters. And Prime Minister Modi today remembered and expressed gratitude to all the brave people who took part in the Quit India movement. He said that the courage of those people lit a spark of patriotism that united countless people in the quest for freedom. And that is the end of this news bulletin.